Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help.
This month, we're talking with volunteers and staff at the Roy C. Bewley Community Center. Based in the Whiteley community in Muncie, the Bewley Center provides educational and recreational programs for people of all ages.
I'm Kiana O'Neill, and I'm the Executive Director of the Roy C. Bewley Community Center.
My name is Mary Dollison, and I'm usually a volunteer, but at this time, I am an interim program coordinator.
The Roy C. Bewley Community Center was dedicated and founded in 1974. Mr. Bewley has a long history in the Muncie community. He was the executive director of the historically black YMCA. We are here in Whiteley. This neighborhood is historically African American. We enhance the lives of our community by providing quality educational and recreational programming. That's the fancy way of saying we are here for our community.
I'm involved in the Bewley Center because it's been something, a place very special to our hearts. We live in the Whiteley community where the Bewley Center is located, and we've seen it go through lots of transformations, and we just want to be a part of the success story that's happening at this time.
We open at 9 a.m., and we have activities during the daytime for adults and maybe homeschooled children that may not have a place to go. We have a nice computer lab, and we also do senior programming and those types of things. Our after-school program starts immediately following school. Kids arrive here about 2:45 or so, and we work with them on their homework and after-school activities until around 5:30. In the evening time, you may find a little bit of karate, you might get a little Zumba. So we do a little bit of everything in a typical day here at the center.
Volunteering gives you many opportunities to do lots of different things, learn lots, be a part of what is happening. I've been able to answer the phone. I've been able to help do the cleaning. I'm now currently helping with snacks, and we provide very nutritious snacks for the children because they may not get a meal when they go home. I really enjoy working with the children and seeing them learn, and we do an extension of what they do in school, but it's in a fun, exciting, structured way.
In 2008-2009, there was a big recession, and obviously community centers are publicly funded. This building is actually currently owned by the city of Muncie. In 2008, it closed for a short period of time because of lack of funding, just the perception that it wasn't needed. Marion Cornelius Dollison and the Whiteley Community Council came together to formulate the reopening of the Bewley Center in 2009, and it's been full steam ahead ever since.
It is a place that I would want my children, my grandchildren, and all my relatives to be involved in.
You'll hear more about the Roy C. Bewley Community Center all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with the Bewley Center is available at the Community Connection Facebook page and at indianapublicradio.org.
Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.